Welcome to the Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson, and today's podcast is about finding a way to climb out of the rut. But first, a few announcements. As always, I would like to remind you about our books that are found on Amazon Kindle. The Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 1, Behavior Management, is available and a great resource for parents who want to find new ways and maybe improve their ways of managing children with various behaviors, normal behaviors, challenging behaviors. It helps you identify what are typical behaviors versus those that may be a little bit more atypical, and really helps provide some understanding about why some of those behaviors happen and what you can do about it. The Elimination Diet Manual is available also on Amazon Kindle. It's a great way to look to see if anything in your diet or your child's diet may be affecting their behavior, emotions, physical health, emotional health. It's another great resource and strategy for exploring some of those issues. And of course, finally, the Parenting Your ADHD Child course is up and running on paydiallc.com. 21 lessons that really focus on many of the things that we deal with in therapy sessions. The 21 lessons, it is just about probably 15 sessions worth of information that you can get in the course there, all for the cost really of just one therapy session here in our office. So it's a great resource. Once you get access to it, you get access to it forever. And we will be adding new lessons in the future. And so, you know, if you get it now, you can get through and learn from the 21 lessons that are already available. But then, of course, we'll be all set and prepared for new lessons that are added at some point in the future. So check that out. Another great resource. Lots of additional information, lots of additional papers and worksheets and strategies that are provided all as part of that course. So check that out at paydiallc.com. Links to all of these things can be found in the show notes. They're all ready for you. So, all right. I think that's all of the announcements. I hope you enjoy this podcast about, again, getting out of the rut. Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie, and today's question comes from Jason, who wrote, "I am stressed out. I feel like I am in a rut where I do the same thing every day. I get up, go to work, come home, eat dinner, veg in front of the TV, go to bed, repeat. I feel like I have nothing that really excites me anymore. I used to hang out with friends and even played sports, but now I am just blah." Yes, he actually wrote blah. "I just have no energy for anything else. What do you recommend for someone who is deep in the rut of life and does not have the energy to climb out?" Well, Jason, that's a fantastic question. And I think it's one that requires a little bit of consideration and a little bit of background. You know, many times in life, we get into situations where we just, like you said, go through those routines. We go through the routine of getting up, going to our job. And it's really difficult, especially for people who have jobs that maybe aren't as strict with time. You know, back when I used to work at, some retail stores and at a movie theater and some different places like that. But you had a specific time that you were supposed to be at work and a specific time that you were getting off of work. And when it's so rote in that way, it's a little bit easier to plan other parts of your life and other parts of your day. But as we move into jobs and positions that are a little less rigid, so you get to work, perhaps you're supposed to be at work at 8 o'clock, and perhaps the idea is to be getting off of work around 5 o'clock. If your job is really one where you get off work when you finish your work, then it becomes much more difficult because we find ourselves staying a little bit later. We do a little bit more. We find ourselves in this routine of working, coming home, going to bed, and going back to work. And so it really requires a little bit of effort and a little bit of determination to overcome some of those routines and some of those obligations. You know, we really, this is challenging as well for parents, because parents, we get up, we get our kids ready, we take them to school, or get them where they need to be. We go to work, and then we get off of work, and we get the kids, and we take care of the kids, and put them to bed, and then we go to bed, and the next morning, the same thing. And so we need to, when I've talked to people that are in the situation, such as what you're in, Jason, we really have to work to identify a few things so that we can, you know, get out of that monotony, we can get out of that rut, and find some happiness, find some things that energize you. I mean, from your message, it certainly sounds like you are in this droll routine, this routine that doesn't really excite you a whole lot. It doesn't energize you, and in fact, it certainly sounds like you said you have no energy for anything else. So it really seems to be draining your energy reserves for most other things in life. So there are a few things that we can do to escape that monotony. But before we get to that, I really want to make sure that I emphasize the fact that these strategies, all of these strategies, are going to require work, and perhaps even a lot of work, a lot of determination. It may lead to frustration, because one of the biggest challenges that we have in these situations is that it's challenging to get started. You know, Jason, when you describe things, and I talk to lots of people who describe situations like this, where it's just really difficult to get started, because if you don't have the energy now, just saying, okay, I'm going to have the energy to do this, does not necessarily mean that the energy is going to be there. And so it requires a lot of effort, and it requires you to be determined and be effortful in your drive to get some of these things in place. So it's going to take some work. It's going to feel like work, but after a little bit of time, it will get easier. It will become just a natural part of your daily routine or weekly routine, or however, as you'll see, it depends on kind of how you structure things. But once it becomes a part of your regular routine, it becomes much, much easier. But it will require a lot of work to begin with. And, you know, it's the first few weeks that most people have a hard time getting through. If you can get through the first probably 2 to 6 weeks, I know that's a big range, but if you can get through those first 2 to 6 weeks or so, you will find that you'll do much better, and it will get much, much easier. So with that little caveat in place, let's talk about the 7 steps that I think will help get you where you want to be and in that better place in your life. All right, so step 1. Step 1 is my typical step 1, and that is some self-reflection. You really need to look at yourself and see not necessarily what makes you happy now, because as your email suggests, there's not a lot that really excites you right now. But look back at your life, look at the past, and see what made you happy in the past. You know, you mentioned hanging out with friends and playing sports and stuff. So what was it about that you really enjoyed? Was it the people that you were hanging out with? Was it the activities that you did? What was it, and who was it with? When we can self-reflect like that, and we can look back and we can see what things really gave us some energy and gave us some drive in the past, many times as we're working through some of these other steps, we can recreate some of that, and you'll find that your body sort of gets back into that routine much, much easier than it, you know, it's much easier to get back into a routine that you used to do than it is to create brand new routines that you've never done before. And so that this initial step of self-reflection many times will help identify some of those kinds of things. Step 2 is reconnecting with others. Now, what I'm talking about here in step two, which is going to be a little bit different in step three, step two is getting back and reconnect with people, again, maybe that you identified there in step one, whether it's family members that you used to spend time with or friends from school or friends from work or whatever. Reconnect with those people that you used to spend time with and that you used to have some of that extra energy, that you used to have some of that enthusiasm, some of that passion for hanging out with and spending time with. Work to reconnect with them. Send them an email, find them on Facebook or you know, personal message them on Facebook or Twitter or something, but get back in touch with them and see what they're doing. See what they have going on. See if they're still doing some of those things that you used to do that gave you so much energy and made you feel better. Many times they are, and it's easy to shift right back into some of those activities. Sometimes they're not, but at times when they're not, they are often looking for the same things that you are. They're often finding themselves wishing that they were back involved in things and doing some of the things that they used to do. And so that little reconnection, that reaching out to them makes it much, much easier, not just for you, but for them, because now you're both kind of working in the direction of improving things in your life and getting out of the rut that you find yourself in. Step three is connecting with new people. Now, this one's, of course, is a little bit more challenging, but I don't mean necessarily new people that you've never met before, people that you don't know. I mean perhaps people who you just haven't spent extra time with or time outside of work or outside of school, those people. Many times we work with people in our offices, you know, depending on where you work, it could be anywhere from 5 to 100 people that you work in the same office building with or in the same location with, and you don't spend any time, you don't know anything about them outside of work hours. So taking a little bit of time to get to know some of them and saying, hey, you know, let's go get something to eat after work, or let's go have lunch together, or and again, of course, we're not necessarily talking about anything romantic or anything like that. It could just be a couple guys hanging out. It could be, you know, two women. It could be a man and women. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about romantic or anything like that. We're just talking about creating a connection with people with whom that you maybe have never met with before outside of the office, but just to see if there is some kind of connection, some kind of spark that will get things rolling in the direction of creating some new habits and some new routines. It understandably, it's challenging. Jason, you don't mention if you're married or anything like that. It is challenging if you're in a relationship and you sort of part of that rut that you're in is obligations for your spouse or for your significant other. It's tough, but we have to have that conversation with them. You know, Jason, the email that you sent to me, for example, that would be a great conversation if you are in fact married. I'm kind of making some assumptions, but for those of you who are listening who find yourself in a similar situation, if you have a spouse or a significant other, it's important to share that with them. Say, hey, look, you know, I feel like I'm in this rut. I got to find some new things to do. Either, you know, I would love for us to do some of that together, but I also recognize that I need to do some of it with other people as well. And, you know, I would need to split some of my time and spend some time with other people. And so this is what I'm going to do and create some of those new connections and new relationships. Hopefully your significant other will understand. And if you approach them with it in this way, they're much more likely to understand than if you do it without talking with them. Communication is so important, but this isn't a podcast about relationships. This is a podcast about getting out of the rut. And so we'll talk about those relationship things at another podcast. Step four. For step four, what we're going to try to do is find something that gets you out of the house. You know, Jason, in your email, it sounds as though the only time you really leave your house is to go to work. You mentioned getting up, going to work, then you come home from work, you have dinner, you veg in front of the TV, and then you go to bed and do it all again. Well, we need to find some things to get you out of the house. Now, this may mean, and especially initially, it may mean finding some activities that you do right after work, things that you do before you even get back home. For many people, once you get home, it's really difficult to leave again. So if you decide to start playing a sport again, you decide that you reconnected with some of your friends and you want to go play, you know, slow pitch softball again or something, it may be important to bring your gym bag to work with you so that you change clothes before you leave the office or before you leave work and just go straight to the fields from there. Going home first, especially initially, is going to make it much, much more difficult for you to leave the house again to go do what you need to do. We have that, there's sort of that switch in our brain that, you know, as soon as you walk in the front door of your house, you immediately want to, okay, now it's time to just, it's like a learned behavior that our body goes through when we get into those situations. As soon as we walk through the door, we just want to sit down, we just want to watch TV, we want to get back into that rut. Our bodies find ruts very comfortable, even if we don't psychologically. Our body appreciates those ruts and routines, and so it's important that we avoid those kinds of pitfalls as best we can. So, you know, if you decide that you want to play slow pitch softball with your friends, take your gym bag to the office with you. If you decide that you want to do, you and your friends are going to start doing Wine Wednesday, and on Wednesdays you're going to meet for happy hour and have some wine and talk and just spend some time together, it's great. But again, it may be best to go there straight after work instead of going home first and then trying to go back out. That break in between of going into the house can really cause some problems. So again, step four, whether it's Wine Wednesday, some athletic event, some team sport thing, or whatever it is, something outside of the house, again, try to schedule it in a way that allows you to be able to go straight to it after work without going home first. Step five, we're going back now and we're doing a little bit more introspection. And here's why. We've reconnected with some friends. We're trying to connect with some new friends. We're trying to do some things to get you outside of the house. All of those things involve other people. Now, that's great. However, it's not always realistic for that to happen. Sometimes we have to do things on our own. And so step five, the introspection here, what we're really talking about is, what do you do that helps meet some of your goals? Are you living to work? Are you living for your work, or are you working so that you can live? And that kind of gets us to the point of and the issue of hobbies. It can lead us to lots of other things as well. But to me, I ask almost everyone that I meet with, what are your hobbies? What do you enjoy doing? And it doesn't have to be something with other people. And many times it's critical that we have things that we do on our own that don't involve other people. You know, if it's raining outside, you're not going to be able to go play softball. So what are you going to do? Well, you can get back into that rut and just go back to doing what you used to do. Or you can, if you have a hobby, you can start doing some of those things on your own and enjoying that time, because again, it's going to give you some energy, it's going to get you going and make you feel good. So step five is that introspection of, what are your actual goals? What do you want out of life? Do you just want to be the person who goes to work and comes home and then goes back to work? Because if you do, that's fine. Jason, it certainly doesn't sound like that's what you want to do. And so we need to do that introspection to figure out, okay, what satisfies you? What makes you happy? What, as you, as an individual, as a person, what does it mean to you? And what do you want to accomplish? And then that leads us directly to step six, which is, we have the routine, we have these connections, find a hobby. We have to have something that we're passionate about. Hobbies are things that we're passionate about. Hobbies are things that we do, it's sort of by definition. Hobbies are things that we do just for the sake of doing them. They may be meaningless, they may serve no real purpose, but we enjoy doing them. People who enjoy doing puzzles, for example. You sit there and you work on a puzzle, a 1,000-piece puzzle, it could take you weeks to get it done. And when you finish it, what do? We tear it all apart, put it back in the box. It really didn't serve any particular purpose, except that it was something that was enjoyable, something that made you happy, something that gave you a little bit of a drive, something that you were looking forward to. So hobbies can be anything, anything from puzzles to knitting. I know I have a friend, a person that I know whose hobby is brewing beer. She just really enjoys brewing her own craft beer. I used to listen to a radio station, and the host, like every 6 months or so, he would change hobbies and he would do something different. And so for a while, he was really into horses. And so he was doing horseback riding lessons, and he would go to horse races and horse shows and things like that. He just poured himself into that. After about 6 months, he was like, okay, well, I'm going to move on to something else. And then he took on blacksmithing. Now, that's certainly not something that we all can take on, but where he lived in his shed and some work areas that he had at the house, he was able to do that. So he took on this activity of blacksmithing. And so he was creating and building all of these things. He took a couple of classes and started doing that. So it doesn't matter what the hobby is, just find a hobby. Just find something that you can do for yourself, by yourself, that doesn't require anybody else, that when you get home, you can change clothes and you can go and do this hobby. Again, something to look forward to, something that you enjoy. Now, the final step, step seven, is really looking at some lifestyle things. Now, whenever I hear somebody say that they have no energy, many times that means motivation. Many times that means, you know, I'm just sort of bored. Sometimes it means that they're depressed. Sometimes it means that they're sad and down and those kinds of issues. But other times it really comes back to some lifestyle choices. What are you eating? How much do you exercise? How well are you sleeping? Those types of things are massive issues. And so, Jason, reflecting on and looking at your diet, how well are you eating? Are you eating high carbs and lots of empty calories, junk foods that are just that make you feel good for the moment, but that we also know tend to drain us of the energy that we want our food to give us? So, you know, look at your diet and see what that tells you. Exercise. We know that we need to exercise at least 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, at least. That's sort of the minimum amount that we can do to get the benefit energy-wise and physiologically, the amount of exercise that we need to really have some benefit. So, you know, how much are you walking? You know, if we kind of are pulling some of these things together, you know, certainly maybe you spend a night or two going out and doing things outside of the house. You're spending a couple of nights a week doing your hobby. And then you're spending a couple of nights a week exercising and getting out of the house to go for walks, or, you know, if you have a treadmill, whatever the case may be. Find some time to build in that, you know, 30 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week of mild to moderate aerobic exercise of walking, jogging, riding a bike. It really doesn't necessarily matter what it is. And in fact, something we really don't get to do a whole lot around here, or that I don't see people doing a whole lot around here in this area of Central Florida, is rowing. Rowing is a fantastic, not just cardiovascular, but it really works your entire body. Fantastic thing. So, but any type of exercise will do. And then, of course, sleep. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Going to bed at decent times. When you get home from work, if you're the typical person who talks in the way that your email suggests, you know, you get home from work 5:30 to 6 o'clock. You eat dinner 6:30 or so. and then you start winding down, you're probably sitting in front of the TV for a couple of hours every night, and those hours just drain by. And so you find yourself, and again, many people find themselves in this situation, they sit down and start watching TV at, you know, 7, 8 o'clock. All of a sudden it's midnight. Oh man, I gotta go to bed. And so they go to bed, and then they're getting up at 5 or 6 o'clock the next morning. And that 5 or 6 hours of sleep just isn't enough. You have to sleep to recharge your battery. You have to exercise to recharge your batteries. You have to eat well to charge your batteries. So step 7 really is lifestyle related, you know, taking care of those things that you have control over. You have complete control over what you eat, how well you, how much you sleep, and how much you exercise. So take control of those things, and you will find, you will probably find that your energy will start increasing just simply with fixing step 7, at step 7. So, all right. So there's your 7 steps. Go back through them. Work through that process. Again, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be something that you're going to jump into the first day and just like, oh, here we go. This is great. Everything is perfect. It'll feel good the first couple days, perhaps, because it's new. It's, you got it going. And I've talked about these kinds of things in many, many podcasts before. First couple days are going to be easy. That first time that something inside of you says, you know what, let's just not do it today. The first time that happens, you got to battle it. You got to overcome that. And you got to say, nope, I'm going to do it today because that's what I told myself I'm going to do. So I'm going to do it. And make yourself do it anyways. Don't let yourself find the excuse not to do it. It's going to work. It's going to try to find an excuse and a reason not to do what it needs to do. But you have to battle that. You have to fight that. Don't give in to it. Push through and you know, start some of these new habits and new routines. And I think that you will find that your energy will return. Your happiness will return. You'll be out of that rut. Sure, you will still have your 9-to-5 job, but you will also have a life. And having a life, well, that really motivates us and makes us feel good and drives us to where we want to go. So, all right, Jason, I hope that's helpful. I hope it's helpful for lots of other people. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions or recommendations that you found helpful, please write to me on Facebook or Twitter. All of those links are in the show notes. Would love for you to write a review of the podcast on iTunes, rate us, rank us. It's a really great way to help other people find us, and you know, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're trying to do lots of things. We're trying to do everything we can to get this information out because there's a lot of other stuff out there, and we just hope that folks will benefit from some of this. Again, what we hope is just practical information that you can do to improve your life and make things better for you. So, all right, until next time, I'm Dr. Bernie. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.